Welcome to The Schmooze with Rabbi Levi Mintz, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Israel and co-director of Chabad for Scythe, Dawson, and Lumpkin with his wife, Heish. The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at office@jewishforscythe.org. Now, let's get schmoozing with Rabbi Mintz and his co-host, Tim House, on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 WDUN. Here we are on The Schmooze. Bill Main hanging out with Rabbi Levi Mintz. Rabbi, I hope you're doing well today.
Thank God. It is wonderful to be together with you on Education and Sharing Day USA. Today, the President of the United States of America, together with all of the states, governors, and many of the county leaders, commissioners, and many, many city mayors have all come together in declaring that today is Education and Sharing Day USA. And what this is that we recognize the great teachings that the Rebbe taught the world, how important at the foundation of every civilization is education and sharing goodness and kindness. And therefore, we advocate on this day to take a moment with your family and with your friends to commit and re-strengthen the values that we have in education and in sharing, and see to it that this is a fantastic day of rededication to these very special values that will help our families and our community and our country grow in the most beautiful of all ways. In addition, we're 4 days away from Passover. Passover is coming Wednesday evening, the 8th day holiday of our Exodus and our freedom, and at Congregation Beth Israel, it is going to be fully loaded with programs, events, and services. And of course, if there is anyone listening that does not yet have a Seder to go to, whether it's the first night Seder Wednesday night or the second night Seder Thursday night, please get in touch with us at jewishforscythe.org, and of course, we will very quickly connect you with the Beth Israel family that is eager to host you and your family during the holiday Passover Seder experiences. And of course, all of the services, including the final days, Yisker Memorial Passover service, It's hopping and popping. It's the holiday season. And of course, everyone's invited to go onto our website, jewishforscythe.org, see all of the happenings, all the ways to connect, to be inspired, to be uplifted. And what's most important is that we are looking forward to a very uplifting and elevating and freedom-like Passover experience for everyone.
This is The Schmooze with Rabbi Levi Mintz, Bill Main hanging out, and Lubav is back with us, Rabbi. It's time for Ask the Rabbi. So, Lubav, what do you have for us this week?
So happy to be back. So, this week has been especially difficult for many Americans with what's happening around the world, especially with the Nashville shootings. And my question is, how do we reassure our children if we, too, as adults, feel uneasy and quite frankly, anxious about the situation? How can we rely on God to help us propel forward and continue to go to school with a smile on our face and continue to enjoy our life despite all the circumstances?
It's a great question, Lubov. Ultimately, the greatest way that we comfort ourselves and we comfort our children is when we take action in being a part of turning the darkness into light. Yes, on one level, we can tell our kids that we have great sheriff deputies, that we have great intelligence, that we have an FBI, that we have men and women that are dedicating every moment of their life in making sure that we are secure and we are safe. But at the end of the day, that really won't comfort us. We may feel a little bit more secure, but in terms of comfort, true comfort only comes when we take action and we're a part of the answer. And, on Sunday, April 2nd, since 1978, every president since Jimmy Carter established 4 days before Passover as Education and Sharing Day USA. And the reason why it's always 4 days before Passover, because it's always in conjunction with the birthday on the Hebrew calendar of the Rebbe. And this year in Forsyth County, our commissioners also established the Sunday as Education and Sharing Day USA. And Lubov, we have to tell our children that there is evil in the world, there are bad people in the world, but we can all do something about it. And how do we do something about it? Is simply by adding goodness, by adding kindness, changing the minds and hearts of people around us. Now, is this easy? No. And because it's not easy, thank God we have a sheriff department, and thank God we have our sheriff deputies, and we have our police that do things to create deterrence so that people that want to do evil, they have a real hard time in getting it done. But a deterrent, at the end of the day, only deters. What really will stop evil from being in the world is when we're able to transform what's evil. Think how many young boys and girls that are so impressionable, and they spend most of their time learning about values nowhere. Their parents are not teaching them values. They're not involved in spaces that teach them values. And they spend all their time in the afternoons and the evenings playing video games, which most of it is very, very violent. That's what's going on in America. So we have to take the extra effort to be able to speak to our kids about the values of kindness, the values of goodness, the values of sharing, the values of lighting, of adding light into this world. And our children are very impressionable, and we need to do whatever we can, not only to uplift our children, but uplift our neighbors, to uplift our society, to uplift our county. And I'll tell you, Lubov, you know, the project that we did and we're doing as a synagogue, the Project ARK, A-R-K, Acts of Routine Kindness, which we partnered with the Forsyth County School System, is so important because today every single kid in every single classroom is starting their day with routine kindness. And Lubov, we don't call it random kindness, but we call it routine kindness. Why? Because there's a major difference between being kind randomly or being kind routinely. The problem with being kind randomly is that you're basically being kind when you're in the mood and to who you're in the mood of being kind to. So if they look interesting or they look nice and you're having a good day, then you'll be kind to them. But what if you're not in the mood? Or what if the person looks different than you, acts different than you, you don't connect to them socially? Forget about it. That's why it's so important that we're routinely kind every day to everyone, regardless of their faith, regardless of their background, regardless of how they choose to live their life religiously. It doesn't make a difference, right? A person is a person is a person is a person, and we have to learn to routinely be kind to every single human being. And so I think during this week, which our children are really being taken aback by so much hate that came into this world, we have to sit down with our children and teach them the value of love. Teach them the value of kindness and tell our children that they can be an ambassador for light and love. And how could they be an ambassador? By teaching these values that they're being taught by their moms and their dads now with their friends. And what good could accomplish is always far greater than any bad and any negativity. How do we know? Because every person in the course of history that has ever wanted to do bad, where are they today? They are lost in the abyss of history. They are gone. No one looks at them. No one's impressed of them. The evil that they've done is isolated to the moment that they lived in. But good and kindness lives on forever because good is always more powerful than that which is evil. Light is always more powerful than darkness. Just to give a final analogy, Lubov, of how we can tell our kids how light is much better than darkness, is walk with them into a room and turn all the lights off. And ask them, how dark is this room? And what do you think the kid's going to say? It's dark. And then take a small match and light it. And watch how your kids will be amazed that with a little match, all the darkness was pushed away in an instant. This is the power of light over darkness. The smallest amount of light always pushes away the greatest amount of darkness. And there's a lot of hope. A lot of hope, and our kids need to feel it and be a part of the answer in transforming this world into a bright, kind, loving place.
That's amazing, and I couldn't agree more. In fact, it's funny because I've always been an ambassador of kindness, but to hear you talk about that as a response to what you discussed in great length, this, you know, hatred is amazing, because I think there's so much to that, like really getting involved. And you're right, it starts with the family. It starts with, how involved are you with your community? What kind of person, you know, how much emphasis are we as parents placing on the values that we instill? Because at the end of the day, yes, getting good grades is important, right? And landing your first job and getting accepted in college. But what's really important is what kind of person you become. And that starts with, you know, kind of what training you had, right? And how you grew up and what values your parents instilled in you. So I love that.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with our final segment of the Schmooze. Don't go anywhere. We got more schmoozing to do. Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Back on the Schmooze, and as you pointed out earlier, Rabbi, it is Passover coming our way in 4 days, the first night Seder coming up on Wednesday, and a lot of excitement going on as far as that's concerned. Let's talk a little Passover here today, shall we?
Absolutely. You know, in the Haggadah, in the liturgy that we use by the Passover Seder, there's an opening remark that is said that in every single generation, one has to see to it that they themselves have exited, have been liberated from Egypt. Of course, the Pharaoh is no longer a physical human being, and the Egypt that we're speaking about is no longer a geographical place, but rather there's the Pharaoh within. There's the Egypt within. There's the arrogance and the haughtiness and the energy that holds a person from truly being free and developing their fullest of all potentials. And Passover is a time of real introspection of identifying, what is my Pharaoh? What is my Egypt? And what am I doing today to have an exodus and to finally be liberated so that I can fully live life and experience what my potential is capable of? And of course, there are so many lessons in the story that we ought to take to heart. But one fascinating moment is that the evening before the exodus, the Jewish people are commanded to eat matzah. What's matzah? It's unleavened bread. It's a combination of flour and water that's turned into dough, and that it is baked very quickly before it rises, within 18 minutes. Of course, it comes out of the oven looking like a very, very flat flat piece of bread, has that like a crunch type of a feel. Very next morning when the Jewish people left Egypt, they didn't even have time to prepare anything. They were just such in a rush leaving Egypt, as you could only imagine, that they mixed some flour and water, and on their backs with the heat of the sun, all of their matzah was made, never leavening.
Wow.
This bread, this matzah is called poor man's bread. In Hebrew, lechem oni, poor man's bread. The reason why it's poor man's bread is because it's flour and water. Only a poor man could only afford that this is what they eat. You know, today it's hard to even imagine.
Yeah.
Today, for $2, you go around the corner and you can buy a hamburger and fries. Back in the day, if a person was poor, what did they have? They didn't have an option to go around the corner and get a burger and fries for a buck. You had flour and water. Flour and water was real poor man's bread. You're able to have a jug of water. You're able to have a bag of flour. And you're able to go to a place to make some heat. You mixed it together. You threw it in. It got hard and it baked. And boom, that was breakfast. That was lunch. That was dinner. In the Jewish tradition, rich man's bread would incorporate oils, would incorporate honey, would incorporate wine, right? These are much more sophisticated, elevated bread. So isn't it ironic that in the holiday that we are celebrating our redemption, that we are celebrating our freedom, that we're finally free people? What's the bread that we eat? What is the ritual? We do not eat rich man's bread. We eat poor man's bread. What an irony that in the holiday that we celebrate our freedom, we're celebrating it by eating poor man's bread. And the answer is that in life, what we see all the time is that people think that the way that they'll finally be rich is if they'll have very impressive things. And if I'm going to be happy, if I'm going to be fulfilled, it will be very much dependent on these things. Oh, with that beautiful house, with that nice car, if I could only get that couch, that vacation, that yacht, that experience. And so many people feel that it's with the wealth of experiences, with the wealth of physical things that I'm able to acquire, that's when I'll be wealthy, that's when I'll be happy, that's when I'll finally be able to be truly free. It comes the story of the Exodus, and it's a major reality check with an unbelievable teaching. It is actually only someone who is content with just flour and water in their life. That is someone who's truly wealthy. That is someone who's truly at ease, content, happy, and has a life that is filled with joy. You know, a person needs to take a moment and imagine that all of the things in their life would be completely stripped away. Now, I say God forbid, because there's no problem with having comfort and luxury in one's life. But imagine if that moment would happen, and I didn't have all of these things, and I was just left with flour and water. Would I still be happy? Would I still be content with my life? And the only way the answer could be yes is if the meaning and purpose and value in my life is soulful, is one based on spirit, is one filled on meaning and purpose, really appreciating doing a favor for another, really appreciating the value of kindness, really appreciating ideas, appreciating service, appreciating things that are soulful, that are godly, that are elevated. That's when my happiness is still 100% intact, even if I would only have flour and water. And therefore, on the holiday of Passover, when we are celebrating being free and internalizing the freedom, the very first experience of this whole story in Exodus and making it real is, am I able to feel free, content, joyful with just the flour and water in my life? And if the answer is yes, then I've tapped into the energy of what it truly looks like to be truly free. And if the answer is no, then another car and another car, a house and another house, all of these physical things piled up will ultimately never result in me feeling happy, content, and being free. And so, of course, the greatest food to truly celebrate our freedom and making it real in our life, of course, is matzah. Of course, is poor man's bread, because if I can feel freedom and joy and happiness with flour and water, then I had it all. And now I can bring that freedom and that joy and that meaning and that purpose and that feeling of being content into every single day of my life.
Fantastic. Now, where can I get my matzah?
Well, listen, today, it's not like it was even 15 years ago. Today you can get authentic shmurah matzah to perform the mitzvah on Wednesday evening when the sun goes down, and Thursday evening when the sun goes down. Costco, who would think, right? Costco sells this
wow.
matzah. You know, I know at Publix and Kroger they sell like the Manischewitz square matzah. Now that matzah is great. You know, for making matzah brie and great different, you know, people like putting, you know, the jelly on it, peanut butter, chocolate, making like matzah pizza out of it. And it's kosher for Passover. But in terms of doing the mitzvah, the good deed, fulfilling the commandment and receiving all of the spiritual vitality from this mitzvah of matzah, from both nights of the first two nights of Passover, one needs handmade matzah that has the round shape, the authentic matzah. And so you can't get it at Kroger yet. You can't get it at Publix yet. They sell it at Costco, thank God, here in the Atlanta Metro. Now, if for whatever reason, they ran out or you don't have, whatever it is, get in touch with the synagogue, jewishforsite.org, jewishforsite.org, and we will see to it that you will have shmurah matzah, the authentic matzah for you and for your family, so that you can take advantage of all the spiritual nutrients that the matzah brings to one's soul on the holiday of Passover.
Fantastic. Well, we've got about 3 minutes. Can you give us a quick story for the holiday season?
So this story is about my namesake's namesake, the chief rabbi of the city of Bardichev, today present-day Ukraine. His name was Rabbi Levi Yitzchak from the city of Bardichev, and it was the day before Passover, after a Jew is prohibited to have any leavened food, which is called in Hebrew chametz. And he called in his sexton, his individual who helped him, and he said, "Could you do me a favor? Could you please bring to my office actual leavened bread, actual chametz?" And the sexton looked at the rabbi in disbelief. It's a few hours before Passover. Why would the great rabbi, the great Rebbe, be asking that we bring him chametz when it's biblically prohibited at this time in the afternoon of Passover Eve to own any chametz, leavened bread? But of course, if the Rebbe asks, one does. And so he started to go around town asking, knocking on doors, asking, the Jews that live in the town, "Do you have any chametz? Do you have any leavened bread?" And of course, they were looking at him like, "Are you crazy?" Passover's about to start. And he was going from door to door and house to house, and no one had any chametz. So he comes back to the Rebbe and he says, "Rebbe, with all due respect, you know that I really want to help you fulfill your wish, but there's no home in the Jewish community that has any chametz. We're a few hours before Passover starts." The Rebbe says, "I want you to go again, but search deeply. Don't just ask people, do they have? Say, let me come inside, go into the kitchen, go in the cabinets. There's got to be, look, fine. I really, really, really want to have some chametz, some leavened bread." The sexton said, okay. He went back and he knocked and he got a team. And there was a whole group of people that now formed, and they were going from house to house, high and low, searching for just one little piece of chametz, of leavened bread. And they came back about an hour before Passover, and the sexton said, "Rebbe, please, I say this with absolute sincerity, I truly wanted to fulfill your wish, but there was no chametz anywhere." The Rebbe says, "Okay, instead of the chametz, I want you to go right now, and I want you to bring, there was a spice that was banned by the local government. They didn't allow it in. He says, I want you to go bring the illegal spice." The sexton says, "The illegal spice?" The Rebbe says, "Absolutely." Now the sexton says, "If the Rebbe wants, I will do." And of course he went looking for this illegal spice. And within minutes, he found it. And he was back in the Rebbe's office with this illegal spice. The Rebbe grabbed the bag of the illegal spice and turned around to the heavens above and raised his hands and says, "God Almighty, look what just happened. In the country that we live in, there are officers and there are guards that make sure that no one brings in this illegal spice into our place that we live. And look how quickly, when we wanted to find this illegal spice, we found it. Yet you, God Almighty, don't have any guards. You have no officers, but you wrote in your Torah that when it comes Passover, a Jew should not have any chametz, any leavened bread inside their domain where they live. And look what happened. A few hours before Passover, we looked and looked and looked, and we couldn't find any. Does this not show how much the Jewish people love you and how much love they have to fulfill your words inside the Torah?" And so he looked at the heavens above and he said, "In the merit of recognizing this great love, may you bless your children with a happy and joyous Passover, and that all the blessings that come down on the holiday should overflow to all of your children for a wonderful holiday and then a wonderful year." And if I may say, Bill, I love this story because every single one of us, we have so many values that are in our hearts that there are no officers, there are no people walking and checking, but we live these values every single day for one reason, because we know that this is what God wants of us. So in this merit of our community and all the people that live in our counties in North Georgia, may we all be blessed with a wonderful Passover, a happy Passover, a kosher Passover, a sweet Passover, and that it should be a holiday that brings all of us true eternal freedom that carries us for another year.
Wow, another great message, another great schmooze. Rabbi, all the best. Enjoy the Passover. We'll be talking to you. Enjoy spending time with you.
And let's never forget, L'chaim to life. Always infuse life into life.
The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at office@jewishforsife.org.